Hachette Audio presents The Bachelor Contract, written by Rachel Van Dyken, read by Annie Green and Douglas Berger.
To Lauren Lane, wife. I don't think I could have made it through without all of your feedback and willingness to calm me down. You're the reason I finished this book and this series. Your wisdom has been everything. Prologue. Colorless shapes moved in rapid succession as the roar of the crowd grew louder by the minute. Nikki clutched the auction paddle with one sweaty hand while making sure to keep her wine glass secure in the other. She wasn't sure what was louder, the people or her heart as it pounded against her chest. At least she didn't have to see him. Then again, she'd never had to see him to feel his magnetic presence. Brant Wellington was and always would be a larger-than-life figure to her, a person who didn't just live up to the hype, but out-hyped the hype. He'd been her hero, and then he'd fallen and stayed down. That was the worst part. When people fell, they got up. It was simple logic. You fall down, and you fight to stand again. You fight with everything you have to make sure you can find solid ground. Not Brant Wellington. He fell down, and he'd been on the ground ever since.
"The next item for auction," the loud voice boomed.
It was happening. It was actually happening. Nadine Titus had given her strict instructions, and because she was out of her mind, she'd agreed to follow them.
"Brant Wellington,"
the voice announced as a hush fell over the crowd.